As booksellers, we really value our close engagement and strong engagement with our customers, being able to talk, and also that we're both in the mood to recommend things and that we both have sort of free minds to discuss the art and the stories that we're enjoying. So my name is Emma. I'm a bookseller at Better Read Than Dead in Newtown, and I've worked in bookstores all over Sydney, including in Balmain. So I feel very connected to the Inner West particularly and the readers of the Inner West. We've noticed a considerable drop in foot traffic just coming up the main hub of King Street next to the Dendy Cinema and with the church over the road. So, yeah, we've definitely noticed a drop in people wandering in, particularly during the day with the universities also now transitioning to online classes. So, yeah, we are observing the impact of the virus, and obviously people's choice to self-isolate is completely rational. So we're also just trying to do our best around the fallen foot traffic.
Have you seen an impact in sales so far?
We have, yeah. We've obviously seen a bit of a drop, but we've managed to sort of mitigate that with introducing free shipping for web orders. We have been taking orders over the phone, people giving us their credit card details sort of at a distance. And we are working around, we're currently trying to create curated content so people can buy directly through our Instagram site and Facebook. So, but it's all due to the willingness of people in the Inner West particularly to gather around their local businesses. We've seen so much solidarity between the local businesses of Newtown, the restaurants, the stores, the bars, trying to lift each other up during this very difficult time.
Yeah, solidarity is so important at this time where we are feeling more isolated. I know books and stories, they're really important to people. And I know booksellers are passionate about getting the right book into a reader's hands.
Yeah.
But then it's very confronting, just everything in the world at the moment. What's the feeling like at Better Read amongst the team?
It's been one of sort of, I guess, it sort of comes in waves in terms of how we're responding to the crisis. I mean, so this is weighing on us mentally. Obviously, with our events being cut back, we have sort of the top level of our store just seems quite quiet now, which usually on weekday nights and also on Fridays and on the weekends we see people coming from out of town. So we are noticing that our audience is kind of being cut back to locals.
Books and Publishing, industry journal online sort of portal, recently released a list of independent bookstores from around the country and the ways that they are trying to combat the downturn in sales, the infrequency of people walking through the door. Is Better Read making any changes to the way you do business to encourage book sales? What are you doing to prepare for the possibility that this is going to be a drawn out period that we're facing this isolation?
Yeah, so we have just started an offer of free shipping on all orders that are made online. Granted that the books are in the store and on the shelf, we can send it out to you wherever you are in Australia. That will definitely continue until the end of March, and we're very likely to extend it into April. We're also curating a kind of personality quiz online so that readers can tell us what they're looking for to read at this particular moment, and we can recommend virtually. So you can sit at home, do this quiz. What kind of books, what kind of mood are you in? Are you in for something light, something funny, something historical fiction oriented? And we will then give you a sort of curated experience of bookselling and then send it out to you for no extra cost. So we are trying to work with the virtual platforms that we already have, and a lot of people have been already showing us amazing support by using our website. So we are confident that despite this really uncertain time, that we have that base of book lovers that are going to really hold us up